basically, the judge ruled that all of the complaints that had been brought forward by members of the homeless community through the legal services that they were offered in regards to discrimination and unfairly targeting homeless people with various ordinances, the judge ruled that, A, they can't get class action status, and B, that they ruled in favor of the city of St. Pete and basically said that the ordinances were not unfair or unjust.
But there are two allegations that are still remaining that the judge still has to rule on. Isn't that right? What are they?
Yes, and they have to do with, one has to do with whether it's fair and just to arrest homeless people for any kind of public urination or things of that nature due to the fact that there is no bathrooms open at night. That's still pending, and then there's also pending some allegations or some concerns about police harassment of the homeless.
The ruling by this judge, essentially it said that certain ordinances by the city are okay.
Right.
What types of things now are okay?
Well, it's okay to arrest the homeless or cite the homeless with a citation if they are sleeping outside, standing, sitting, or loitering, quote-unquote, during the day. It's okay to do it at night if there's shelter beds available and they don't take the shelter beds. It's also okay to determine that homeless people cannot carry too many possessions on themselves. In other words, if they have too many of their own personal possessions as they're walking or moving around, police can take those possessions based on what they deem as too much. It's also okay to publicly ban members of the homeless community from public spaces.
Some members of the homeless community had a tent city set up underneath the overpass in St. Petersburg, and then the St. Pete police came through and slashed the tents and took away the belongings. Was that part of the lawsuit, and does that still stand?
Well, that was used as evidence in the lawsuit. Now, there's a separate lawsuit still going on with some of the actual victims that hasn't been fully settled. That's with a different group of lawyers. But essentially, this ruling gives the city of St. Petersburg, clearance to do what they choose to do in relation to the ordinances, and kind of, in a sense, lets them off the hook even for that heinous act that happened a few years ago.
What is the next step? When will the judge rule, do you know?
We're not exactly sure. The lawyers at this point are just contemplating their next strategy. So there's really nothing set in stone yet as far as what will happen. I'm sure appeals are going to be looked at. And I'm sure that they are trying to find a way to not have to throw the two remaining things out by doing appeals, which could happen. But that's really, as far as the lawyers go, what they have to figure out and decide. I know for us as a homeless advocacy organization, and I'm also with the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, we're very, very concerned about this legislation and its implication, or not legislation, court ruling and its implications for not only the Tampa Bay area, but just the state of Florida at large.